Good morning, HCC. I am tired, and I am joined by Sarah from the Wellness Center today. Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Like I said, a little tired, but I'm pretty good. You know, just glad to be out, glad to be bouncing around in the real world.
What day of the week are we on? We're on Wednesday, aren't we?
I think so, yes.
The week is going slow.
It's a little slow. It's a little slow. It's not my favorite.
Do you suffer from fall allergies?
No, I don't, actually.
You're lucky.
I'm pretty lucky in that regard.
Yeah, my eyes have been pretty swollen every morning, so.
Well, don't worry, because I'm making up to, or I'm making it up with, and you guessed it, severe sleep apnea.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that is a thing I found out recently.
So what are you doing to help that?
I'm going to get a mask, like Bane
from yes.
the Batman movies.
Okay, that will help.
It will.
Keep all the light out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrify people if anyone sees you while you're sleeping.
Yes. Yeah. The noises I'll be making aren't that great either. But they're not any worse than the noises I would make otherwise without the mask. So, you know, it's give and take.
Right.
In that regard.
Totally.
But
sleep hygiene is really important, though.
Yes. So everyone should be getting their sleep out there.
Yes.
So if you're too tired, go back to bed and skip all of your classes.
Just nap the whole day.
Nap all your... No, I don't want to see this person's story, Facebook. I'm trying to go to the Dragon Digital Radio page.
But you really have been suffering from sleep apnea?
I have, actually, yeah. I got a sleep study done over the summer.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm just tired all the time. Am I, like, lazy or what? She's like, the doctor goes, no, you have severe sleep apnea, actually. I'm like,
so you have to really? Get the CPAP machine?
Yeah, they're actually recommending I get surgery, but I... Mine
for your
insurance,
adenoids?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had mine out when I was a kid, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I should do some of that, but my insurance won't cover that because they interpret it as elective, even though it's severe.
Oh, man. Insurance.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Insurance is great. But enough about my sleep problems. How's everyone else sleeping out there? Good, presumably? Are you sleeping well for the most part?
I can fall asleep easily, but I do get up a lot in the middle of the night. So I feel your pain.
Yeah.
But I guess with sleep apnea, do you know that you're not sleeping well, or you just kind of...
You know when you wake up, because
you have trouble breathing.
Well, I don't always fully wake up, is the thing. What happens is it disturbs you enough to kind of mess up, I think, your REM, from what I understand, so you don't feel fully refreshed.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So I just wake up never feeling refreshed, and I make horrible noises and...
Like snoring?
Yeah, like really bad snoring.
Oh.
And they call them events when you're not breathing properly, and apparently I have about 59 events per hour.
Wow.
Which is, yeah, like one a minute.
Oh, man.
It's
Well, at least
great.
You're very body aware, and you realize, you know, you took initiative to go... to the doctor and get help because you were asleep. You realized you were tired, right?
I realized I was tired, but like it wasn't until my girlfriend told me, like, hey, you should get that looked at.
This is not normal.
Yeah. Because her dad apparently has it, so she knows what it sounds like.
Oh.
And I guess I...
Props to your girlfriend, man. Good job.
Yeah. Well, like her and my uncle, who also had sleep apnea, when we were sharing a couch in my cousin's house, he was like, yeah, you want to get that looked at. That's not great.
Wow. Well, I hope that...
Thank you, everyone, for your support.
Find the answer, yeah.
It's been a journey, like summer. Summer's a journey, right? How was your summer? Was it good?
Oh, yeah, we haven't seen each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It went by too fast, like it always does.
As usual.
Yeah, I had a good summer. I feel like this summer it wasn't as hot as last summer. I remember last summer being, like, very stormy and so hot.
See, I thought it was worse because there were days where I would just walk outside and just kind of went, I would out loud yell no and then just turn back around and go back inside.
So you're not a summer person?
No, I'm a fall spring person.
Okay. So you're thriving right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm starting to. It's cooling down finally. So
it is.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Let's see. What did I do? I went to a music festival. I went outside Seattle, which was pretty cool. I'll have to show you a picture later, but we went to an area called the Gorge, and it was so the amphitheater was in a gorge outside
Oh, okay.
Seattle. It was really cool.
That is very cool.
What else did I do? Worked a lot. Had a couple, had a wedding, not my wedding, but a friend's wedding.
I had a couple weddings too.
Yeah.
Also not mine.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Prime time is summer.
Yeah. One was very good and one was not very good.
Oh no. Why was it not good?
And they were like 2 weeks apart.
Why was it not good?
Well, they're probably not watching, more than likely, right, but it was just, the whole wedding was just, there was a lot of drama leading up to it. That's all I'll say.
Drama's never good.
And, you know, just, we weren't very excited to be there. It was just kind of, we felt we were going, oh, maybe that's how, I'm not going to say anything else because I don't want this person on the off chance to maybe view this.
Yeah, maybe we'll change the subject.
We'll change the subject.
Did you go to the beach?
I did go to the beach, yeah.
Ocean City or
I actually went to the Outer Banks.
Oh, so fun. I love the Outer Banks. We used to go there as a whole family when we were younger. But did you go to Corolla or Duck? Or?
Actually, yeah, we went to Duck Corolla area.
Oh, yeah.
I went to around the same area twice because the first time I went with my girlfriend's family.
Okay.
And then I went with my family like 2 weeks later.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you both liked that area. Decided to go to the same place.
It's very nice. I hadn't actually been there in like 10 years, so it was cool to go out there again.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a while either, so.
Yeah.
It's a nice relaxing vacation area.
Yeah, we got to get that vacation in before you lose your mind.
And go back to school.
Yeah, everything's back in full swing, isn't it?
It is. And on that note, I was going to talk about, so we have a couple things to talk about today.
Okay.
One is campus flu shots.
Ooh.
So we are getting into flu season.
'Tis the seasoning for sneezing, yes.
Yes, for sneezing. That's good. And so tomorrow, actually, can we show this?
We sure can.
On Facebook. Yeah.
Just in case people want to know what posters look like, check this out. I know you probably can't read it, everybody, but... I don't know if you have the technology, like pause and zoom in.
And they're up all around campus too.
Okay.
Yes.
Come to campus and look at the posters.
So they're.
I'm not doing everything for you.
It's an advertisement. For advertising, we have campus flu shots. One is tomorrow. And it's DH100 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then the other date is Wednesday, October 2nd from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., also in DH100. And it's free for most insurance plans, including Aetna, Kaiser, Medicare, and more. I'm not sure exactly all the insurance companies, but those are the ones they specifically have mentioned. This is through employee wellness, too, so not through student wellness. So I know some details, but not all. So one is tomorrow, and if you're not insured, it's $43.99, and credit card and debit card payment is taken. So you just need your insurance card if you have one, payment, wear loose clothing, and approximate wait time will be about 25 to 35 minutes. And it's sponsored by HR and the Wellness Center. And then
wear loose clothing. Is it like a Zumba class or something?
I guess it's easier for the vaccination. So you can just,
I mean, like roll up the sleeve. I get that.
Right.
But it's just like, I don't know. You don't need really sweatpants for that aspect of it.
Yeah. I would say just the upper part of your body, like the shirt.
Do they give you, are they giving you like thigh injections too?
Not thigh injections, okay. No.
Because I mean, I understand you do that for when you, when you have like an allergic reaction because it helps get it through the body quickly.
Really? I have not heard that.
Yeah. Yeah, if you shove an EpiPen into your thigh, it's where you're apparently supposed to do it.
Oh.
Because you don't have to worry about finding the vein or anything. You just kind of shove it into the thigh.
Right.
And it just spreads around pretty
well, quickly. I believe so for the flu shot, I think it's just your arm.
Yes. It is just the arm, typically.
And it should be your opposite arm.
I've not seen anything else happen.
I haven't seen the leg, but.
No, I have not.
And it's usually your less dominant arm.
Yeah. That's what I go
so
with.
If you're right-handed, you do the left. Mm-hmm. So I also wanted to talk about a couple, I wanted to debunk a couple flu myths.
Yes. What kind of myths about the flu are out there?
So many people think you can catch the flu from the vaccine. Do you think that's true or false?
I think that's, I'm going to say it's a big falsomatic.
Yes.
A big falso.
Do you know why?
Because it's a dead virus.
Yes, exactly. It's an inactivated virus, so it can't transmit the infection. It can't be transmitted through your blood.
Yeah.
But people that get sick, so some people claim they get sick after receiving it. It's either, it may give some people some side effects. You may feel sore. You may feel like headachey, may feel like a little feverish, but that's just the vaccine being activated and creating antibodies. In your body. But that doesn't mean that the vaccine caused you to get sick.
I guarantee you that's better than actually getting the flu.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Chris got it last year, right?
I think she did. Yeah.
She said that if she didn't have the vaccine, it would have been a lot worse. She thinks her symptoms would have been much, much worse. Oh. Yeah.
I got the flu like 4 years ago, I think.
Did you get the vaccine?
I always get my shots every year. But like, luckily, I think the shots maybe helped reduce it because I didn't have it for long. I had it maybe 3 days.
Oh, wow.
It was like really bad.
Okay.
But like, I just woke up one day and
couldn't move.
I had like a super high fever and I was just walking to the bathroom and almost passed out. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to school today. I'm going to lie down.
Wow. And then you probably didn't get out of bed for a while.
It was a little while. I had like a fever running most of the day. But like, I think I had, in terms of the flu, I had the lower end of how bad it can get. So I was pretty lucky.
Yeah. I know, because I have heard it can last like a week plus. Yeah.
Yeah. The worst I had was I had a pneumonia in May.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
it was a
walking
really weird
pneumonia?
Time to get. It was basically walking pneumonia. I wasn't sure what it was at first. I was just coughing and running fevers. And because I went to like a Mayo Clinic and they were like, yeah, you probably just have a sore throat or something or just a cold. It'll be fine. And it just wouldn't go away. So I finally found a doctor that would take my health insurance and I went there and they're like, yeah, you might have pneumonia. Let's get an X-ray and see what happens. And they're like, yeah, you have one.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, it's May, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a common time to get it, but you never know.
Well, fun fact, apparently I learned flu season goes till May, June.
Yeah.
So get those shots. So you're not going to be safe automatically if it's April.
So do you know, on that topic, do you know when you're supposed to get the vaccination?
I would say typically like September, October time.
So by the end of October, you should get it. So right now, that's why we're doing the flu clinic. That's why you see advertisements at all the grocery stores and CVS and Walgreens. So get your flu shot now because do you know why you should get it? So before the actual flu season starts, it takes about 2 weeks for the antibodies, for the vaccination to get activated in your body.
That's a good reason to get that. Yeah, makes sense.
And then, so true or false, you don't need to get a flu shot every year.
I'm going to say that's also a false.
Yes.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, my mom's a nurse, so
she may have told me some of the stuff
for a while. Yeah.
Do you know why you should get one every year?
Because it evolves every year, so it's a different strain.
Yes, exactly.
So this year will basically be, it'll be made of the previous strain of the flu.
They do try to guess. So it is a little bit of a guessing game, but it's but yes, it basically does mutate every year, and so the one last year will be different than the one this year.
Yeah.
This is kind of a silly one. So true or false, you can catch the flu from going out in cold weather without a coat with wet hair by sitting near a drafty window.
I don't think you can necessarily get the flu from that, but you could probably get sick from it.
So it's false, actually. Yeah. The only way to catch the flu is by being exposed to the virus itself. Yeah.
So I was right. I was right.
Yes. Yes.
Boom.
Flu season coincides with cold weather, so people often associate the flu with cold, drafty environment, but they are not related.
Yes. People just kind of have them in one hand half the time, like. That's why you hear don't forget your jacket. You're gonna catch a cold out.
Yes, my grandma always tells me that too. Yes. I think that's like
everybody's grandmother ever has told.
She always
them
says
that.
Button your neck, whatever that means. You know, it's like zip up your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Did you ever hear the myth that they say 55% of your body heat escapes through your head?
I have heard that before. So yeah, when you're
apparently that was debunked.
Oh really?
From what I heard, yeah, I thought that was true growing up. They're like, no.
That's why you should wear a hat when it's cold out, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they were saying. But like a lot of other things we were told growing up, it was a myth. My other favorite was don't click your hands or you'll get arthritis. That's a myth.
Okay. I think I knew that one wasn't true, yeah.
Uh, one that was really, really prevalent when my parents were kids was don't touch a bird's eggs because they won't want them anymore.
And oh.
They won't come back.
Yes, I have heard that before.
That's a myth. From what I understand, that was started to kind of help spread or to stop the spread of like an avian flu of some kind. Some kind of bacterial. I don't actually 100% know, but that was also debunked.
Interesting.
Birds will not leave their eggs forever if a person has touched them once. I'm not saying go and, like, you know, feel up some robin eggs, but
yes.
Please don't do that. But it won't necessarily keep the birds away forever.
Wow, that is very interesting. Huh.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Oh, and the last thing is, so true or false, healthy people don't need to be vaccinated.
That's false.
Yes, exactly. So everyone should be vaccinated. Everyone older than 6 months of age, and then including pregnant women as well. It is safe for pregnant women as well. And especially elderly people and kids should be vaccinated. Especially, but everyone should be.
Okay.
So the more people that are vaccinated, the less spreading of the virus. And hopefully the less hospitalizations, the less, you know, serious illness issues that are caused. So,
yeah.
Okay. And that's it for that. And then I was going to talk about, I don't know if you should. So this is going to be too small.
I could still show it.
Okay.
Just for posterity.
So
look at this Wellness Week program, everybody. Woo. It's a little small. Again, zoom in. I'm not doing all the work for you.
And
come to campus
are,
and look at the flyers.
Yeah, I was going to say, thank you, exactly. they're hung up all over campus. So we do have some free weekly wellness programs for students. So we have a lot of the same. If this is your first semester, you probably don't know this, but we do have some reoccurring programs. Zumba is every Monday in the gym from 3 to 4. And I don't know if you've done Zumba before. I think we talked about this.
I have not.
Have you done Zumba? No. we have one of my students in here right now. So Zumba's great. Kirsha is an awesome instructor. It's a type of dance workout. So you don't even feel like you're working out. You're just having a good time. And she's very highly motivated, and the hour goes by really quickly.
That's pretty cool.
And so that you don't need to sign up before. You just go to the gym, and then you sign a waiver.
How dangerous does this get?
Well, you know, we just have to do waivers for everything. Yeah, but you don't have to sign up in advance. You can just show up. And then we have a regular acupuncture. Now that the renovations are done in Howard Hall and Academic Commons, we have acupuncture now in back in the Wellness Center. We used to have it across campus last semester.
Yeah.
So Tuesdays, it's in the Wellness Center from 9 to 11, and Thursdays from 9 to 10. That's also free, and that's open to community members as well as employees.
Mm-hmm.
And Zumba is open to everyone. It's open to employees and students as well. Yeah.
So take that loose outfit you were wearing for your vaccine and go right after you get your vaccine and do some Zumba.
Exactly.
Immediately after you get your vaccine.
Make sure you wear sneakers.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Comfortable shoes. And so regular acupuncture is acupuncture done on your ear with very, very, very fine needles. It doesn't hurt. It helps relieve stress. And you can come. You don't have to come like the whole time. You can just show up anytime between then. You don't have to sign up beforehand. It's done in a community setting. So all the chairs are in a circle with relaxation music. And Sherry, the practitioner, is great.
Mm-hmm.
And then Reiki, we have today
Reiki,
from 11:30 to 1:30. You do have to sign up beforehand. It's open to students only, and it's free. It's a type of energy healing. And Nancy, the practitioner, takes you in a private treatment room. She uses light touch to balance the energy throughout your body. It makes you feel really relaxed.
This sounds dangerously close to crystal therapy.
It's not all wooey like that. No,
okay.
No.
Wooey.
Yeah, wooey.
Oh, wooey.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so students love it. They feel really relaxed. Nancy's great. And that one you do need to sign up beforehand. And we have our first sexual health clinic tomorrow in the Wellness Center, 12 to 3. You don't have to sign up beforehand. And it's HIV, gonorrhea, chlamydia and pregnancy testing.
Okay, very useful, important services yes. for college students, especially if they're free.
Free, yeah, exactly. Yeah. A lot of times they're not free, completely confidential. And that you just need to get there, I would say, before like 250 because yeah. we end at 3, so the testing takes it might be a little bit of a wait. Testing takes about like 20 minutes or so.
Okay.
So don't show up 5 minutes before you have to go to class.
Yeah.
You know, because some people do that. But and then we have the HIV test is an instant test. And the other stuff gets sent. The testing gets sent out, and it's there's no blood work. It's just a mouth okay. swab and urine sample.
Oh, that's pretty straightforward.
And then the last thing is now is this semester, which is new. We have yoga in the gym from 12 to 1 on Fridays.
Nice.
You just have to bring your own mat. It's free. Yeah. I might try it this Friday, actually. But everyone knows yoga is really good for you. It's a mind-body workout. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you done it?
I did it once at my gym. I just haven't had the time lately.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I never have the energy for anything because of the sleep apnea.
But did you after you did it, did you feel like...
Yeah, I mean, it feels, I would recommend it. You feel great afterwards. You feel relaxed, kind of ready for the day.
Yeah.
I mean, some people will do it to start their day. Some will do it to end their day.
Mm-hmm.
It's, either way, it's good for you in that regard.
But it's one of the only workouts where it's a lot of, like, yeah, it's a mind-body workout, basically. So it's a lot of using your mind, too, and not just exercising. I think they correlate a lot together. People swear by yoga. I know like a lot of people who do it like periodically throughout the week. So, but yeah, so that just make sure you bring your own mat because they don't have mats for the class.
Gotcha.
Trying to think what else. I think that's
everything. Pretty much all of it?
Yeah.
Have you had auricular acupuncture before?
Yes.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
I did too, actually. I thought it was pretty good. I was surprised.
Make sure you're hydrated before you go.
Yes.
because Sherry, our practitioner, tells us that she can notice if people are dehydrated or not.
Mm-hmm.
It never hurts, but you might feel like a little uncomfortable if you are dehydrated. I guess your ears are more sensitive. Yes. I don't know. But yeah, did you feel really relaxed afterwards?
I did actually. Yeah. I'm like, all right, I'll do this again. It was mostly relaxing, but like when we were all sitting in the circle, this guy was just getting it done. This girl walks in, you know, because it's up there in, I think it's by the Smith Theater.
Uh-huh.
This girl walks in and sees the guy, because apparently it's like a friend of hers. She's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I'm getting auricular acupuncture. It's relaxing." And she just like yells, "You know what, John? I'm going to go because I just can't with you right now," and just walks off. It's like, all right. It's, have a good morning.
It's probably why he was going to get
yeah,
the like, relaxation service. Yeah.
Spoiler alert, you're the reason he's there. Probably.
Oh my gosh, it's too funny.
It was my favorite thing that happened that day.
Wow.
It was not a busy day, so.
Well, but yes, perfect example. Everyone feels stressed. This is, you know, school's starting. It's a stressful time.
Yes.
The seasons are changing. So definitely check out these free relaxation services. Free.
Yes. Like, yeah. So if you can't even with anything, then I highly recommend you get some auricular acupuncture. It's a little helpful.
Yes. I mean, and all these actually, because exercise, you know, increases your serotonin and dopamine during prevents seasonal affective disorder. I was just looking that up yesterday, actually, because I'm already like sad that it's getting darker earlier. I love summer. Like I love when it gets dark at 9 o'clock. Yeah. So it said good sleep hygiene, getting good sleep, and exercise are two easy ways to improve your serotonin dopamine, which improves your mood.
Yeah.
So yeah, we have Zumba and yoga, and then we have our clinic tomorrow, and then auricular acupuncture and Reiki.
And flu shots.
And flu shots.
Get your vaccines, guys.
Yes, exactly.
Very important. Flu season coming up.
Yes. And don't wait until, like, get it done now and don't wait until flu season's already, like, up and going.
Don't wait till June.
Yes.
Because chances are you'll probably already have had the flu by then.
Yes, exactly.
Yikes. So I think we covered everything, right?
Yes.
Is that all the events coming up, everything going on?
Yeah. I think that's everything, yeah. And also check out, we have our Instagram, which is wellnesshcc. We list all our events on there. Oh, there is one more thing. Sorry. October 2nd is we are partnering with the Career and Counseling Services Center for depression screening.
Okay.
And so that is going to be in the Galleria, and we'll have information about anxiety, like pamphlets on anxiety, depression. I think we have one on PTSD as well. And then we also have depression screenings available, and then you can complete it confidentially and speak to a career psychologist from the Counseling Services Center.
Okay, that's great. It's very also important free. Services. Very, very important for college students. That's a lot of times where you can start to see that stuff show up.
Exactly, yes. And we are trying to end the stigma with mental illness. Yeah, be proactive and come to the table. So that's October 2nd from 12 to 2 in Galleria, the front Galleria.
12 to 2, and that's – when is that?
That is October 2nd.
All right, October 2nd, 12 to 2, the Galleria.
Yes.
Cool. All right.
And that should be everything for a little bit.
Yeah. We'll be back with more interesting stuff next month, I'm sure.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
All right, I'm going to see if we have any comments before we close out.
Sure.
Sometimes people like to comment on our – okay, I got one comment that I need to challenge here. Apparently, someone says, it's not a myth. It's 40% heat loss from head. I was actually looking it up while you were talking. And as a matter of fact, that is not the case. I was correct. It is about estimated 10% of your body heat is lost from your head. Take that, mom.
Oh, that is your mom?
Yeah, it's my mom.
Your mom's a nurse, so I trust what she says.
Yes, but she went to nursing school in the 60s, so I will take that with a grain of salt. I trust the majority of what she says, though. But there's just, I don't know. I've heard that from a doctor that I've see fairly regularly because, you know, you go to the doctor to make sure you're not dying.
Right.
And just the amount of, I don't know, not like, I don't read BuzzFeed articles for this. I don't cite that as my reference, but just, I don't know. There's a number of basic medical journals you can Google that are well cited.
Okay.
Like, not the same as like WebMDing your symptoms going, yep, I'm dying. But
yes.
You know.
I'll have to look that up actually.
Yeah. Seventies. Whatever. Still not now. I'm not getting into a fight with my mom on Facebook at 9 o'clock in the morning. This is not okay, well, we're going to close it down on the broadcast today before I get into a fight with my mom on Facebook. If you want to see more fights with my mom on Facebook, tune in next Monday and Wednesday. We'll be back for another episode of HCC Today or HOCO Live. Chris and I are still trying to decide on that name and make it stick. Sarah, thank you so much for coming and joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and we'll see you guys next time.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.